that's it. Just like, I was like waiting, you know, for my heart to just be crushed and for him to say, well, you know, okay. You know, I didn't think he'd be like a jerk about it or anything, but I just thought that would be it, and that he'd break up with me and, you know, find a better girl. But that's what he said to me. He said, Jesus Christ forgives, so who am I to not? And I was like, okay. And so, you know, from that point on, you know, I was like totally, I told him, you know, about everything. And then it was like a couple weeks later that I told him the truth behind what initially happened. And I remember he was really upset about it. He was sick. He got like nauseous and everything. And I was like, wow. But Ezra was the first boy that I fell in love with him so fast. I'd never been in love like that before. We had only been together for a month before we told each other that we loved each other. And I was Ezra's first like real girlfriend and his first like real kiss and everything. And I felt bad for him because I was damaged goods. But, you know, he didn't look at me that way because he saw, you know, the Bible says that, you know, when you become a Christian, the old is gone and the new has come and that we're a new creation. And he totally saw me as that. He saw me as a new creation. And it was really like an incredible life-changing thing for me because he was my first example of Jesus. And the more I learned about Jesus and because of his witnessing and his attitude toward me, you know, the more I started learning about who Jesus was and the fact that, you know, he does love me, and my past was my past and it was over, and that he was going to create a new person inside of me, and that, you know, this new creation was like going to be a reflection of him. And, that was really difficult for me to grasp because, you know, obviously my self-image was pretty gone. I didn't think very highly of myself, so it was pretty exciting and mind-boggling and unfathomable for me to kind of wrap my mind around the fact that God, Almighty God that created the earth and the sand and the beaches and all these things that I love, you know, that he created me and he wrote my heart and he knew my heart so intimately that, you know, he gets me to the core. And that not only that, but that he sacrificed his life for me. You know, everything that I'd done, all those mistakes that I'd made, all these lies that I told, and God was just like, forgiven, gone. And it was so freeing for me. However, I don't want you to think like I just stopped lying overnight because, like I said, it was an addiction. You know, I needed like a patch or something because I was so stuck in this addiction that I couldn't, you know, like it took time. I had to, you know, it was a long road, a long process. And this is why we talk about accountability. It's important for you to have peers or people that you look up to that you're saying, that you're talking to and telling them like, this is an area where I struggle. Could you help me? And have that person check in with you and check in with you because, you know, these are, I mean, just like that. It's like, you know, it wasn't easy for me to just stop lying. It probably took like at least 2 years for me to really have that wiped out. Well, I shouldn't say for me to really have it wiped out, for God to really wipe that out of me. The reason I wanted to share with you my story is because it's been a really long time since I've really talked about all those things. And I think it's important for you guys to all know that Travis and Ezra and I, as your leaders, you know, we're people who have history, who were once teenagers, middle schoolers, you know. We all have a past and a history. And, you know, for some of us it might be more dramatic than others. But nonetheless, every story of how a person came to Christ is an important story. And every mistake that's ever been made can be forgiven. And that also includes the person who attacked me. You know, I've got to be able to realize that this person, by the way, I should tell you, I told my mom when I was 22 years old. That was 6 years ago. The first time I told my mom, I was 22 years old. And Ezra, I had talked to Ezra about it because I was starting to feel like, you know, maybe I should have told, you know, I should have told my parents then when I was 16. But 6 years later, when I was 22, I told my mom, and I still never have told my dad. But one of the things that Ezra brought up to
me. Your dad